There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Vasily. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc.
And it starts now. Everybody, welcome. It is so good to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I have to apologize for last week. Something very personal came up and we had to make a mid-course correction and we apologize. But as Mark and I always promise, we're going to make it up to you and we're going to start right now. We're going to start right now, Mark.
Like, we are. Right now. We are starting now. But before we get started, on behalf of myself, Dr. Pat, and the entire Transformation Network, we want to voice our support for the people of Ukraine. What is happening today is so completely unnecessary. It is nothing more than the narcissistic, ego-driven ambitions of a delusional world leader who thinks he's, you know, Vladimir the Great. And unfortunately, the people of Ukraine are paying the price. So our thoughts, our prayers, and our hopes go out to them.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're going to be talking with Wendy Rose here. We're going to be talking with Wendy Rose Williams in a minute about past lives and her journey and what this means. And certainly for me, what the process has done for me. But one of the things that I'm acutely aware of is that we can't go on this show or even on my show without a mention, because some of us, naive as I may be, thought we were beyond this, thought that the only way that we would see something like this is through some kind of crazy apocalyptic movie about zombies. I'm not calling Putin a zombie, but, you know, I'm going to leave that up to you all. But today's show is really about a level of awakening. And I think that's why, Mark, you brought that up.
Yes.
You know, there's a level of awakening. If you want to hear more in-depth conversation about that, you'll be tuning into my Power Up show next week. Because something happens when we realize about our past lives. And that's why I brought one of the best of the best. When I think about people in their own life experience and they think about what happens when you have two near-death experiences, NDEs, I think that's the acronym, isn't it?
Yes.
And then, Mark, you and I covered along the way the different NDEs because there's just this misunderstanding about them. You know, people think you have to be out cold and put up on a respirator and the whole thing, right, and brought back.
Right.
But today you're going to meet someone who's going to talk about such an important idea, and that is to wake up your spirituality. Because see, war, no zombies, you have to wake up your spirituality. This is a time for all of us to find that center core. And it's very difficult if something's gnawing at you that may not be related to the life you're living in right now. So I want to introduce everybody to Wendy, right? She has more past lives than I have money in my checking account. both on planet and off planet, and her books are just off the chart. We have the honor of taking this journey with Wendy Rose for a number of years. I mean, you know, I remember Carter even, you know, working with Wendy on the audiobook version, and to have her come back at today's date and the time we live in, It's profoundly beautiful. Wendy Rose, great to have you.
I'm so thrilled to be here. It's really my honor and so much fun to be here with you both. Thank you for having me.
Mark, you want to kick it off?
I do.
I know you got some questions, right? Especially about the NDEs, because Wendy's experience is like crazy.
Yes. And what's one of the fascinating aspects of this particular show, Wendy, is that we've had a lot of NDEers, near-death experiencers, which I know you know that's the term, but that's for the benefit of our listeners on the show. And while there is a commonality between NDEs, there are significant differences which are unique to the experiencer. And as Dr. Pat stated, you've had not just one, but two NDEs. Could you tell us about your experience?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
What happened was I was newly pregnant in August of 1997. We were thrilled because we had an 18-month-old, but we'd also had years of infertility and I'd had two ectopic pregnancies. So it was just a big deal, very welcome pregnancy. And I was only 10 weeks along. And I'd had one visit to the OBGYN and everything looked great, except two things were odd to me. I kept having a dream that would repeat, and I didn't know the concept of precognitive dreams at the time. And what would happen in that dream was it was always this big storm at sea, and I would see this ship and everything, like winches, cleats, everything kept ripping and tearing. Masts would fall off, the ship would break in two, and the ship would go down.
Wow.
And I didn't know that was my intuition trying to tell me something quite literal. Pay attention, your ship's about to go down. And the other thing I was noticing was just a ton of heartburn. And that made no sense to me at only 10 weeks of pregnancy. So I'd called the doctor's office several times and they said, well, every pregnancy is different. It's safe to take Mylanta. So just do that and certainly call us if you need to. And we'll see you at your next visit. So I'm working at home. I'm alone. My husband's at work. He's got one car. Our nanny's at the park with our daughter, our little toddler, with the other car. I just don't feel right. I keep trying to work. I keep trying to like lay down, go in the bathroom. And all of a sudden I had this sense of impending doom. Mm. I've never had that before or since. So I went in the bathroom thinking I'm going to be sick. Something's just really, really wrong here. And I went in the bathroom and I had this searing pain in my abdomen. It felt like there was a knife. I literally was looking down like, how did a knife get in my abdomen? Ooh. And I felt like an organ gave way. I passed out on the floor. Luckily, I did not get hurt. I was already down on my knees because I thought I've got to be near the toilet here. So I wasn't hurt, fortunately, from the fall, from passing out. The only reason I came to was there was this insistent male voice that kept saying, Wendy, Wendy, you've got to wake up. You've got to call for help now or you're going to go home. So I open my eyes. I'm laying on the bathroom floor and my bathroom is just lit up. I have never seen so much light. And there were these four or five really, really large beings, like 7, 8, 9 feet tall, floating, so much light. And I was like, my gosh, my bathroom's full of angels. How can that be? How can I see them so clearly? This is amazing. And he repeated the message. And I said, I understand, but I can't walk. And he said, all you have to be willing to do is to try. Mm-hmm. So I got up on my hands and knees, and then it was like being gently lifted or flown to the bedside table in the bedroom nearby to get to a landline, because this was still kind of back more in landline days. Our cell phones weren't glued to our hands or our back pocket the same way. And I'm there at the phone and I thought for a second, do I call 911? But the angel just said, call for help. So I decided to call my husband at work because he worked 5 minutes away.
Wow.
Miracles continued. I actually reached him at work. I do not think I have ever reached him at work on the first call immediately like that.
That was a miracle.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
And I give him great credit because all I said was, I need you to drive me to the hospital now. Can you take me to the hospital now? And all he said was, I'm on my way. And I heard him slam the phone down.
Wow.
So he's on his way. I call the doctor's office and they said, okay, great. You know, we'll be expecting you. Don't park the car when you get here. Don't try and walk. We're going to meet you down curbside with a wheelchair because we don't want you walking. And I know they're thinking miscarriage or, you know, whatever, you know, they don't know, but I'm not bleeding. And I can see my abdomen starting to distend. And I'm like, what is that? Oh. So my husband whisks me to the OB office, which thankfully is right at the hospital. So I'll leave it at that point. questions?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's back up to the large beings, the angels. It's interesting. Now, you and I and Dr. Pat, we know about these things. And I'm just thinking that, let's say the three of us were having lunch in Seattle and we're talking about this. And all of a sudden we realize that every table around us is really quiet because everybody's listening to what we're saying. And I know that we've all been in that situation, you know, because lots of people talk about angels, but then those of us who've had direct confrontations with them, when we talk about it, we're often looked at as being kind of unhinged.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to go, Wendy, you said that they were very large. That's been my experience, too. When I've encountered angelic beings, they're big. Mm-hmm. They're big. Tell us about... All right, first you had the male voice. Could you localize which of these entities it was coming from, or was it a collective? How did that work?
It was one voice from one. I didn't know which one because everything was happening pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And also, it's a little bit disoriented at first because I was laying on my side on the floor when I first looked up and saw them, and then was like trying to sit up when he told me, you've got to get to the phone.
Right. You're
going to go
home. So you weren't like in clinical observation mode because you're thinking, oh my God, I'm dying. And I get that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Totally get that. What did they look like, or how did you perceive them?
They looked like just, it was hard. I could see the shape of a body. I could sense wings, but I couldn't see mm-hmm. faces. I couldn't tell male from female other than it was a very clear male voice. And just, there were such rays of light coming from them was how they appeared to me. So it just lit up the entire bathroom. And also I didn't sense feet on the ground in the back. They were floating. They were floating maybe a foot mm-hmm. up.
Yeah. I want to ask you about this
moving around.
Oh my God. I love this because what we're talking about is an awakening. And Mark, you know, Mark and I have talked about this a number of different times, but you know, there's a common denominator that I found over 20 years doing these interviews is that when somebody has, you can call it, Wendy, whatever you want, whether it's a spiritual awakening, a consciousness awakening, or even an awakening of the practical reality of life, but it is something that changes a person. Right. I mean, it's like my mom used to say, well, cat's out of the bag, genie's out of the bottle. I never knew what she meant until much later in life, because what she was saying is there's something out that cannot go back. And I want to ask you about this because I know for me, when I had my event, it wasn't quite like that. It was different. But when I got back home after the hospital, I was so different. I mean, I wasn't just different like, I think I feel different. I like made major decisions of the course of direction of my life. As a matter of fact, you know, so much so that it pretty much shortly thereafter ended a 14-year relationship because, to be honest with you, unless we all have husbands like yours, unless we all have partners like yours. And I wasn't yet quietly doing what I'm doing today. I didn't have words for it. And the way you just described it is beautiful. So let me ask you this, then. Here you come. Now you're home. Was the genie out of the bottle now?
Not fully. It was in stages. It was in stages. So a little bit of the expression genie. Is exactly right, but yeah. It was in stages. Because I feel the NDEs are to shake us, to wake us, yeah. And that they're very custom to us. And I believe the purpose is to get us on our path. Mm-hmm. But it took a couple more iterations.
It did. Because, you know, I know you for the fabulous work you do. And I also know for myself the power of past lives. And I want to talk with people and have them understand the progression of you and the progression of your work. Because as we move forward and we look at things like this that happen, how many people go through things like this and just have no way to figure it out, or have no sense that there is something they could do to help, or, you know, have things happening in their lives and they don't know it's related perhaps to even a past life. Like maybe that event was related. Maybe what I experienced, maybe what Mark is related. But now in the work you do, you help people with this, right? You
Absolutely.
Help people. Another thing Mama used to say, connect the dots.
Exactly. Quite a few of my clients are near-death experiencers. And they're such profound experiences that it can take people decades to just yeah. unpack them and to understand what does this all mean. And it's also quite common to not speak about it for a very long time, if ever. Because they don't know that there are support groups. There's things like INS, the International Association of Near-Death Studies. The Seattle chapter is the oldest in the country,
yep.
But I didn't know about it. There no connection was made.
Yeah. Mark, I mean, what we're talking about here, right, is something that, Wendy, is becoming more and more common, and there are more and more people that are really lost and looking for help.
Right.
I mean, here you were in this first phase, and you know, the hospital event for you, right? You had to be attended to in the hospital. It wasn't like, oh, I'm just going for a headache. This was a real live physical experience for you that really opened a door and opened a portal.
Absolutely.
Did you get a sense of what was to come? Did you get a sense of what would be next? Because I know for me, I got a sense with the little genie, like, I don't know if the genie's head pops up, like, let's just say the little genie head. The genie head was, you're not going to do what you thought you were going to do. But I didn't get like the mid body yet, because, okay, now what? What was it like for you? What was the journey stirring awakening, you know, as that genie started to move fully out of the bottle?
It took several more phases. Mm. What happened next was, we're at the hospital, we're rushed up in the wheelchair up to the OBGYN office. They try and do an ultrasound. They can't picture anything. I think the machine is broken. I asked her if it was on, because it just weren't seeing anything. And the ultrasonographer just said, I'm gonna go get a doctor now. So I'm looking at my husband like, this is not good. And the physician comes in, he brings a nurse midwife. So we're now just all crammed into this little ultrasound room. And the physician tries to get a visual. And what he tells me is, I'm sorry, we've got to admit you up onto the floors now, because there's a major bleed. There's a major abdominal bleed. We don't know where it's coming from. And that's why we can't see anything on the ultrasound. That's all blood. That's what all that black is. That's all the blood loss. And that's why your abdomen is distending like that. And that fit with, I felt like an organ had burst. So I'm rushed up onto the floors, and I'm laying flat in the bed, cannot get out of bed, just trying to visualize this resolving well. They're calling and trying to get blood for me. They asked me my blood type, which everyone, you should know your blood type. So I thank tell them it's Wendy, a negative.
Thank you.
Because
everybody
sometimes it's an
emergency
and just put it in your phone. There's those little emergency things you can put in your phone and then 911 can get immediate access. If you can't talk, you've got your phone, it's right there. So anyway, I tell them it's a negative and they're calling and they come back and the nurse doesn't look happy. And she says, I can't get blood for her right now because there is none, because there was this major train collision 3 days ago. And evidently there's no A negative blood at the Puget Sound Blood Bank, which is the central location. So the doctors are trying to decide, do we do surgery now? And I'm looking at them like, what are you operating on? And you don't have blood. And so we agree, watch and wait. I'm in the hospital. I'm being well attended, waiting for the blood, can't get out of bed. And they've started to give me major painkillers, which I'm really upset about, but I was just in so much pain. There wasn't any choice. And I'm very aware I've now got morphine going in and I'm pregnant. So blood did arrive later that night. And for about 3 days, we did watch and wait to see if it would resolve because we didn't want to rush into surgery knowing that I'm pregnant. And again, we still don't know what we're operating on. But they're monitoring my hematocrit every day. And then I think it was the third day, the physician said, Wendy, you've got to agree to surgery. Because you're officially bleeding out at this point. We can't get blood in fast enough. And I knew, I felt myself right from the beginning, from about a couple hours in, I felt myself detaching. I was more and more just floaty, going in and out of consciousness. And I was concerned that I didn't really care. I just wanted to be out of pain, and that really concerned me. I felt like I didn't have my normal, just my normal spirit wasn't there, my normal get it done, you know, of course we're going to take care of it. It just, I wasn't feeling like me. And I just felt like all so many quarts of oil low in this car, you know, just. So I agreed to the surgery. It's going to be two OBGYNs. We don't know what we're operating on, but it's the best decision. And I'm trying to visualize surgery is going to be the next morning, first surgery in the morning, 7 a.m. So I have dinner and I'm by myself in the hospital room trying to visualize the best outcome. And the minute I did that, I popped right out of my body and started going up and up and up. That was my best outcome. And I look back over my shoulder and I see myself in bed and I'm like, wow, she's white as a ghost. She's whiter than the sheets. And then I'm like, she's fine. And I'm like, why am I referring to myself in the third person? That's interesting. But I felt so great to be out of that body. And I can see all this light above me through the ceiling of the hospital rooms. I'm like, I'm checking that out. So I'm going up and up, feeling better and better and more like myself because my soul is just free and coming back together. And the minute I get out of the hospital, I'm looking like all over the grounds. I'm like, oh, wow. But I can see I'm out, but I'm so attracted to the light. So I keep going up to the light. And then I had another funny thought, which was, oh, please don't make me walk through one of those tunnels. I just don't want to walk through that long tunnel. So I didn't know very much about NDEs at all at the time, but evidently that had worked its way into pop culture enough.
Hold on. Let me ask a question there. When you said I didn't want to go through that tunnel. Now, I know that you just said that it worked its way into pop culture, but you also weren't familiar with NDEs. Do you feel that this was something that instinctively or on a spiritual level you were already aware of?
It's a great question, and I'm not sure, honestly. Mm. I'm not sure if that was an inner knowing or if that was pop culture. It feels more like it was pop culture.
Yeah, I Poltergeist.
Well, a movie or
Poltergeist.
Something.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, sure. But, you know, the reason that I ask is because, I mean, we could do a whole series just on you, which we might. But you do a lot of work with past lives. And my question is, could that have been a carryover from a past life where your earthly body had ceased to function and your, you know, what I call the electromagnetic soul continued on and you were drawing upon that? But you're feeling that it was pop culture. I'm just curious because, you know, I am an NDE researcher and yes. What you just said was very profound, very, very profound. So, you know, you're assuming that it was pop culture. But on the other hand, it's entirely possible that that was a memory from a soul memory. Exactly. So I didn't mean to interrupt. I mean, I did mean to interrupt, but to me, that's such a fascinating question. All right. So
it's a great question.
There you are.
You know, I agree with both of you because here's my little philosophy and theory. I think everything in our pop culture is soul memory. I don't think we have an original thought from this planet. I mean, if you think about some of the pop culture things that are coming forward from Hollywood now. Right. And you look at that. And even if you go back for the first time, we identified like movies as a pop culture thing. It's fascinating to ask the question, is it a chicken or an egg?
Right.
You know,
right.
Was it Hollywood or?
Right. Is the science fiction?
It's science fiction or was it
downloads to people right. or memories of
yeah.
life on
I
other planets?
I want to take a short break, Wendy. When we come back, I want you to continue with the story. But before we do, I mentioned when I introduced you, you're the author of several amazing books. How do people find out about you? But also, I would love for them to know about your work because past life regression work, you know, for me it was like carrying three caskets around that were chained to me and then they weren't anymore. And I think for people.
That relief.
Right? And please tell them how to find out about you,
yes,
how to work with you.
I can be reached via my website, which is my full name, WendyRoseWilliams.com. And my books are available on Amazon and via Audible from having recorded them in Dr. Pat's studio. So they can be found that way. And I'm a past life adventure guide.
Yep.
I help people release depression, anxiety, just anything that is holding you back, getting unstuck, as you say, Dr. Pat, you know, just doing that crust busting.
That's it, exactly. You know, there's a reason I came up with that term, right? But that's a whole nother show, right? Did that term come first or was that psychically given to me? Let's take a short break. Jacob, thank you so much. When we come back, more from Wendy Rose Williams. And by the way, what happens when you go through that? How does this story take us to then this incredible woman now being calming the helper of so many? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Two, one, two, three, four. Everybody talking about
that. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. And yes, our office is open. And we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
transformationtalkradio.com. Let the journey begin.
Well, I got to give a shout out to Yoko. Go ahead, Mark.
Absolutely. You know, Yoko's been tweeting quite a bit lately about peace. And you know, you got to give her credit because it's had to have been tough being blamed for the breakup of the Beatles. And now it looks like she didn't. But we are here with Wendy Rose Williams, who is a past life adventure guide, energy healer, and near-death experiencer. So, Wendy, you were telling us a very riveting account of your NDE, where you look back, you saw your body white as a sheet, white as a ghost, no pun intended, and you felt that, well, I don't really want to go through this tunnel. So what happened? What happened at that point?
The moment I thought, oh, please don't make me walk through the tunnel. I'm too tired. This beautiful escalator appeared and it was pristine. There's no one else on it. It's just for me. And it's all lit up with that white light of home. So I get on it with relief and it takes me just up and up and up. And the moment I get to the top of this escalator, there's this welcoming committee waiting for me. They were clearly expecting me. The same angels were there that had been in my bathroom. All my grandparents were there, which was fascinating because I knew my mom's parents well. I knew my maternal grandparents. I never met my paternal grandparents. They died before I was born. But here I am at home. And everyone looks exactly the same, but I know exactly who they are. It was just amazing. So they give me this big hug, and the same angel, Archangel Michael, says, "Welcome home. We're so glad you're here. You've done nothing wrong. You're welcome to stay. Welcome home. You made it." And just that feeling of that unconditional love from that hug from about 20 of them, there's nothing like it on this planet. We don't feel unconditional love very often, if at all. So it's really important we learn how to give it to ourselves. So I get this big hug, and then he continues saying, "You're welcome to stay, but if you want to go back, you do have the choice, but you're gonna have to decide quickly. So here's what I can tell you to help you make your decision. If you go back, you will have a successful surgery tomorrow. You will recover fully. Number two, your baby will be born healthy. And number three, life will be very difficult, probably for many years, because you're not on your path." So that, I was so thrilled to hear the first two. That was a huge, huge relief. But to hear that I was not on my life path, I was pretty horrified. So of course I asked him, well, what am I supposed to be doing? You know, what am I missing? What am I not doing? Can you please tell me? I want to get on course and be living my purpose. And he just shook his head.
Yep.
So I look around at the others thinking, oh, come on, someone's got to give. There's like 20, there's like 20 beings here. So I'm looking around at all the others and I'm like, come on, what's my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? Come on, give me a clue. And they start getting silly and they like zip their lips. They throw away the key. They put duct tape over their mouths. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I get it. I need to just settle down. So Archangel Michael asked me, he said, what do you want to do? Do you want to stay at home or do you want to go back? And immediately I pictured my toddler's face. I pictured this adorable little child and I knew I was going to have another healthy baby and I was going to regain my health. So I told him, I said, put me back in, coach. I'm going back. So they all said, wonderful, you can do it. So they like move into cheerleader mode and they give me another big hug. The second hug I could feel not only the unconditional love and the support, and that I wasn't going to be alone. And it made me realize how much I had felt alone previously, but I could feel energy coming from them. I don't think I would have survived the operation the next day, the surgery, because I was so low on gas. They put me back down, go down the escalator. Everyone's like waving, saying you can do it. And I just gently go back into my body. It was just very simple to just go back. And it's like, oh, okay, here I am. I made my decision. I'm really happy for it. I'm incredibly grateful for what happened. And what they found out the next day in the surgery was my fundus, F-U-N-D-U-S, had ruptured. That is at the top of the uterus. It's an aorta.
Oh, wow.
So they estimated I had lost 3/4 of my blood supply during that process. And that's why they had been transfusing, and just couldn't catch up. And my abdomen, I mean, I looked like I was about 6 months pregnant because of all this blood loss pooling in the wrong part of my body. And obviously there wasn't enough in my brain because I kept going in and out of consciousness. They had the bed way propped up to, you know, try and keep blood up in my brain. But successful surgery, so grateful, wonderful care. I'm in the hospital for about a week total. I go home 6 weeks of primarily bed rest. I'm too weak. I'm like a kitten. I can't even go up the stairs to get upstairs to the bedroom more than once a day. So we were very fortunate. We had our live-in nanny, and she was helping take care of me as well as our daughter. So I go back to work. I'm thrilled to be back at work. I love the job. I've been there about 3 years. Everyone's like, what happened? We missed you. Are you okay? What's going on? So I'm, you know, sharing just little bits of this, not very much information at all, because I just couldn't assimilate it all at that point. So I'm back at work. I'm back at work for about 6 weeks. And Friday afternoon, my boss is, you know, come on in. I want to chat with you. And I don't think a thing about it. I thought, oh, he wants to say, you know, talk about the weekend or whatever. I don't think a thing about it until I get in his office and see his face, see his energy. And I see human resources sitting there looking sadder than sad with a file in front of her. Well, we all know what this is. It's the famous Friday afternoon layoff.
Oh, boy. Boy, do I know that all too well.
Yes. So I get laid off from a job I love. I'm still regaining my health. I'm carrying the family insurance. So I'm now unemployed, no health insurance, and hello, pregnant, and still pretty stressed. So I go home, file for unemployment. I've got great references, you know, do all the right things, but it's not easy. And a week later to the day, my husband comes home from work about 3 hours later than normal. And he comes in like the weight of the world is on his shoulders. And I said, what is wrong? Are you okay? What's going on? And he said, you need to sit down. I need to tell you something difficult. And he was the owner with 4 other partners of a successful software company. They had about 100 employees. They'd been in business for several years. And he explained to me, we just went to Payless Paydays and we've laid off almost the entire company.
Wow.
And I need you to know I'm going to be working longer hours than ever because I've now got to do programming. I've got to fulfill these contracts. How do we get out of our lease? How do we sell the company? You know, I've got so much to do. And I just was stuck on Payless Payday. I'm like, Payless Payday. I said, say that again. That's not too huge. That those two words don't go together. That's an oxymoron. What do you mean? And he said, well, I'm an owner in the company. I just explained to you what I'm going to be doing. 80-hour weeks. I will not be getting paid. So I'm not happy. I'm not happy with this announcement. He will not look for a position. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I get it. I have to respect your decision. You must be hurting so much to lose, you know, your baby, your company like that. You must be hurting so much. can you please just take the weekend, take a breath, and then file for unemployment? That's the next update. Oh, Wendy, I don't qualify for unemployment.
That's right.
I'm self-employed.
That's right.
And I'm like, what? Again, does not compute because I have never been self-employed. I'm like, wait. Payless paydays, no unemployment. What? So we are literally down to my unemployment and no health insurance.
Oh my gosh.
We had just purchased a home about 6 months earlier. We had just purchased a new van, two babies. And we're heavily mortgaged. So I try and negotiate with lenders. I've got an MBA degree. My ex-husband had an MBA in finance. We were resourceful people. These conversations did not go well. So this was the recession of 1997. This was fall of 1997.
Yep.
And that bitter little joke about it's a recession when your neighbor's unemployed. Well, it is a depression when you're the one unemployed. Try doing it with both of you while you're pregnant with no insurance.
Oh my gosh.
So we were really feeling the weight. And I thought, gosh, those angels had it right. Those angels, they told me the preview of coming attractions. They really had it right. So we dug deep. We're doing everything we can financially to stay afloat. And we were saved by Bank of Mom. My mother kindly stepped to the plate, which was hard for her to do. And she helped us until my former husband got his company sold and started into his new job in March. So we went from November to March. I was due in March. He literally went back to work the Monday after I gave birth. So it just, I would love to have seen our astrology then.
I just got my solar return and I'm waiting to really talk to somebody about it because, you could talk about it symbolically. You could talk about metaphorically, but you could also talk about spiritually, birth and rebirth. It's not a mistake that we are talking to you right now today about this, about birth and rebirth and about what that means, because the way you just described it, and I would love for you to really, bring us full circle is, I've said this before, mine was the Bank of Linda. So we all have our banks of whoever they are. I don't know, maybe Mark, you didn't, you were a lawyer, so maybe you didn't. But that, now that's like a dumb statement, but what I'm trying to say is, it's amazing how the spiritual aspect of these hands of support come up, even from places you just don't know. And you have to be thinking back to the messages you got, right? You have to be thinking back. Set you off in a neutral, both of you went into a new venture.
Absolutely. So what happened next? I had a very short stay in the hospital. It was the time of drive-through deliveries. It was only approved for a 24-hour stay, including the labor. Mark. So I'm home at the next day holding this baby, beyond grateful.
Oh, wow. Well.
Anyone is, but for me, having gone through that near-death experience early and to have this healthy baby after having gone through morphine, anesthesia, massive blood transfusions, it was the biggest deal. So I'm not even home a couple hours, holding the baby, nursing the baby, whatever. I'm by myself, just catching my breath. And I hear Archangel Michael say, your contract with your husband is complete. I almost dropped the baby. I was like, what? What does that mean? Can I even breathe? This is just going too fast. I knew what it meant. I found the soul contract. I believe we make agreements with people before we incarnate. My soul contract with my former husband was evidently to have a long-term marriage. We were married for 15 years, from which we would both grow considerably and to have beautiful children together. And I could see the R-E-N in children, like underlined three times. Well, we just had the second baby. Now it's children, plural. So it's like, wow. We stayed married until they were 6 and 8. It was very difficult. We both did our best, but it was difficult because I knew it was done. And it wasn't fun knowing that. So we divorced. And again, my mom played such a beautiful role in that. I'm the only child, only grandchildren. She was newly retired and she relocated from Boston to Seattle. And what she did was so classy. She came out and she said, I am team grandmom for this family. We went to a 50-50 residential schedule. We're both working full time. She said, Wendy, if you need help, I'll help you because I'm helping the kids. John, if you need help, I'm helping you because I'm helping the kids. So she was just like this wonderful neutral party and neutral glue for the family that we both, all four of us really needed. So that's what happened. And then do I continue or questions at that
point? Yeah, what I want to do is, I know we have a bit left because there is a full circle to the story that gets you to where we are today. But I love how beautiful, you're a great storyteller anyway. I mean, I know from the audiobooks and for people to know that. I want to make sure we give out your website again, though, Wendy, if you don't mind, take a moment.
Yes.
Because the audiobooks, to listen to you tell those stories in the audiobooks. I mean, I love being able to have things like that. Jessica and I were doing them in our cars. We do them everywhere. But the way you story tell is just so amazing. How do people get them? How do they find out about you? But even more importantly, how do people work with you? Because see, people may not think there's relief. And I know your expertise. How do they do all that?
I can be reached at my website, which is my full name, WendyRoseWilliams.com. And please go on there on the homepage. You'll see all the services I offer. I'm so here to give a hand to people. It doesn't have to be a past life regression. It might be a healing session where we go to a healing temple and I help you connect with your guides.
Yeah,
that's a game changer. Yeah. And you can request a complimentary 15-minute phone consult from the website. My books are on Amazon and Audible. Just go in and put in my full name, Wendy Rose Williams. Because if you put in just Wendy Williams, you'll get another kind of surprise.
Yeah, right.
So put in my full name.
I learned that. But, and the reason I say this is you not only do, we're not just talking about the past life adventure. You're talking about somebody that has gone full circle, spiritual awakening, opening up now in service of others, right? I mean, you'll have to come back because I know there's more of a story. But the point is this, these experiences change lives and people think, they change lives and I'm never going to be happy. I'm never, right?
Total opposite.
Yeah.
Like please, you said, continue. Dr. Pat, was it three silos you shed?
So I want to get to
there were metal caskets with chains is what they were like metal, right? Go ahead, Mark. Sorry.
Yeah, no. It's funny when you talk about the caskets with chains, I keep thinking of Jacob Marley from...
I went there too.
The Christmas Carol. Which very well could have been a description of an NDE.
I think it was.
A hellish NDE with... anyway, that was part of a lecture I gave for IONS, but I digress. Okay, so this went full circle. How?
The way it went full circle was about 6 years after I was divorced, life was going great again. My mother and I built a duplex, which was perfect. And my former husband and I just did, you know, the respectful 50-50 shared schedule, which takes a lot of growth to do that with anyone, let alone with your ex. So it was important to do it that way. And I have a wonderful new job. I've rebuilt my career. Life is going well. So I'm looking around. My daughters were now 12 and 14. I'm looking around at life thinking, okay, I'm now ready to meet a great guy. How in the world do you do that? I haven't been on a date in 25 years. How do you do that? I have no clue. So I went to a good source. I asked my younger girlfriends. and the ones who were actively dating. And I said, okay, tell me what to do, ladies. I'm not meeting people through like church and this or that, or introductions through friends or meetups or whatever. And they said, oh, Wendy, you go on match.com. I'm like, what? I've never heard of this. So they helped me put together a profile on an online dating application. And I was on there for a few months. And the moment I changed the proximity, because you put in the geography of how far you were willing to meet someone from your home or work zip code, the moment I changed it to 10 miles from my home, his profile came up and it's like, oh, I know this man. I know him. I know him. I know him. And I'll cut to the chase. It turns out we shared 21 lives together. We spent weeks trying to figure out how we knew each other until we met, because it took us about 3 weeks to sync up schedules, because, business travel and different things. And when we met in that restaurant, we both were like, I know you, I know you, I know you. There's that soul level recognition, Mark, that you were talking about earlier. And it was then quite a journey. It was about 8 years to sort out all those lives. That's what got me on the spiritual path, because he had the soul contract to wake me up spiritually. That was fantastic. Forever grateful for that. Wonderful, delightful contract. The next contract with him was to break my heart repeatedly until I stood in my power fully without abusing it. That is brilliant and painful beyond belief. Yeah. So that's what got me on my path. He introduced me to Journey of Souls. He found the first hypnotherapist and drove me to the first sessions I went to and had my first past life regression, my first life between lives. And then the wheel turned again, mm-hmm. because I realized these are so life-changing. These sessions, they're so amazing. Life is so much better. I'm going to train for this. I know I'm meant to train for this. And then I became his past life regressionist. And that's what became the first book, Regression Healing One.
Awesome.
Isn't that amazing? And, I mean, let's just kind of end like this, because one of the things you said going way back, and I want to go back to it, is when these things happen, they're scary. And because you shared this story and fully and beautifully, Wendy, you're such an amazing storyteller.
Well, thank you.
What it does for people is that there is another side, a light. Even in the scariest moments of our life, there is a pathway that is being opened up for us. I don't know that I'm like you. I had to get some help to get that help. But the feeling of freedom, it's indescribable, isn't it?
It is. It is. Mm. When you feel that you're on your path and you feel that you've got the support and you feel that you're loved and can just give that love and give that peace out. Mm. The only way there's going to be peace on this planet is if we come to peace within ourselves.
Mm. I love it. Mark?
I'm loving this. When in your first experience, when the angelic entity gave you the choice, if you hadn't taken the choice that you did, you would have had to have come back and undergone an extremely complex series of karma. So that's what I was getting when you were talking about that. I got this connection that, yes, it was your choice. And by choosing the life and then it was going to be difficult, you really headed off the past, a next life, which was really going to be awful. So very, very well done, Wendy.
Thank you so much. What a great show, Mark. Thank you for everything. Wendy Rose Williams, thank you. I can't thank you enough, Wendy, for coming on and just sharing such a beautiful and personal story, because this is what inspires people to know that there is hope and there are people that can help. Thank you so much for all of that, Wendy. And Mark, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you as usual. And kudos to Yoko Ono. And yes, it always goes full circle, doesn't it? All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Thank you, Jacob.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Dark with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.